Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1. No Jen, though. She's still at the hospital with baby Reese, who had surgery and is doing really, really well. Got our fingers crossed that she'll be back with us tomorrow morning.
Yep, and you're stuck with me until then. And Jeff's got a brand new phone scam coming up in 20 minutes. He's calling a woman who is planning a holiday party, and with the holidays and Christmas being right around the corner, Jeff's going to plan a different kind of holiday party. We're talking about July 4th in December. It's coming up in 20 minutes.
All right, I need some people to just hop on the phones. 404-741-9400. Janine, just get like five people, just put them on hold, because something happened where I made fun of somebody in a group. Go figure. I made fun of somebody in a group, and then a couple other people in the group were as confused as the original person.
Oh, okay? No. So then you were making fun of the whole group.
Yeah, I really. And so, but I don't know. So I don't want to insult anybody, but I'm going. So that's going to happen. I'm about to insult some people, I think. But I just want to get some people on hold, because I'm going to ask you guys in the room. I'm going to just blaze right down the phone lines and see who's on what side. All right, here's the situation. We're talking about traveling, okay? And it was a conversation in a group of people about traveling. And one person was going somewhere internationally in the group. And the country we required a visa to visit that country. And they said that they had applied for the visa and they were waiting to hear back. And then once the visa comes back, it normally takes, you know, X number of weeks. And once it comes back, then you can, then she was like, then I'll plan the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so the girl that in the group that I made fun of, said, well, do you know if you're going to get the visa or not? She goes, well, I probably am. I'm sure I'll get it. I just don't want to spend money on the plane tickets. What if I don't? And she said, well, don't you know what your credit score is?
Oh, no.
And then
we're
all like, what does that have to do with it? And she said, well, if you're applying for a visa, can't you just know if you're going to get it or not based on how your credit is?
Oh, so she didn't know you were... Okay, well, I know what you're talking about. I don't want to spoil it for any listeners who don't know.
Beth, did you hear the story I just told?
No, I didn't, because they told me to turn my radio down.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's good. All right, so basically, I was having a conversation with a woman who's traveling, and she's waiting for her visa to come back. And somebody who was listening in on that conversation said, well, why don't you go ahead and book your trip now? Because if you've got a good credit score, you know you're going to get your visa.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why I made fun of her?
No, why did you make fun of her?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, this is what happened.
Oh, no.
This is exactly what happened. All right, hold on. Joseph, do you know why I made fun of her?
I totally get it. It's not funny, but I get it. I mean, you've had better jokes, but I would have given you a gracious chuckle.
It wasn't a joke. Like, the girl said...
Oh, she said that, and you made fun of her.
I made fun of her for not knowing the difference between a Visa credit card...
Well, then I would have laughed in her face. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you then.
Yeah, well, unfortunately...
Now I get it. See, I had to do the same thing. I had to turn down my radio, so I missed the beginning.
Okay, so Joseph, so I did that. I laughed... And I made fun of her because it's what I do. If there's a chance to make fun of her.
No, that's outrageous. It's actually kind of sad.
Yeah, who doesn't know that?
Oh, well, I'll tell you who doesn't know that. Four other people in the group. They all thought that when you traveled internationally. Thanks for helping out, Joseph.
Okay.
Mario, did you know what I was talking about? Did you get the joke? Did you get or heard?
Well,
Did you understand?
I kind of had the same thing. I only caught the very last bit of it. If you could give me a brief recap, I'll give you some honest advice.
She said that she was waiting for her visa to come in so she could travel internationally, and somebody in the group said, well, if you have a good credit score, what are you worried about? You'll definitely get your visa. And I said, I made fun of the girl who brought up the credit score because...
Because she's an idiot?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Exactly.
All right.
How do you not know that?
Well, four people in the group didn't.
Well, how did four people in the group? Did you finally tell them that there's different types of visas?
Well, half the group explained it to the other half.
Did you do it while also laughing at how dumb your friends are?
I said, I'm like, oh, I thought she was joking. I'm like, good credit score. She goes, no, seriously. Like, if you'll get a credit card, if your credit score is over 700, you're definitely going to get it or whatever. Like, she had some, you know, fact that she just, you know, heard on Clark Howard or something.
Oh,
and then
no.
she spit out this fact. And then I kind of laughed. And then I was like, oh, my God, you're serious. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like,
oh,
it's not a Visa credit card when you travel.
You don't get points for this.
Yeah, you're not getting a Visa credit card. You're getting a Visa. And then, like, somebody else in the group said, seriously? And then, like, now there's a couple of us making fun of two of them. And then the rest of the group, like, all weighed in. And four people in a group of probably 10, 40% of the group were all like, I swear to God, I thought in order to travel internationally, you had to have a credit card, a Visa credit card.
Oh. Jeff.
Was beer or alcohol involved with these people?
Doesn't matter if it is. That's not a drunken mistake.
You drink one beer and you don't know the difference between the Visa or the Visa?
Oh, God. I mean, so have you, does this person know that you're making fun of them right now?
Oh, we all know this person.
Okay. Oh, we do. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm going to have to ask you that is later.
So, yeah. So, okay. Zalise, who is in the right and who is in the wrong?
I believe she is in the wrong because as soon as you said the story, I just died laughing. I was like, I have to get on the line because in my group of friends, I'm the slow one. I'm the, like, should have been born blonde one. So I'm usually the one getting laughed at. So my group of friends would have done the same exact thing as you and just, like, made fun of her, so I just had to get on the line just to, like, laugh.
Right.
And I hope she's listening because I know she feels stupid. It's probably funny to her now because she was probably embarrassed.
All right, thank you. Hey, Billy.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Great.
I actually had the same situation about a month ago, and it was actually my family and my two sisters were like, oh, well, yeah, you have to have a 7.9, and I'm like, No, it's not. It's nothing. You don't have to have. You have. It's going to another country, not getting a credit card.
So your sisters thought it was the same. Was it the same? It was the same.
Correct.
Okay. Well, if we did anything else on the show today, I would like to say that we have educated some people.
Yes.
So that you will not make this mistake in a group setting. A visa is two different things. It is a credit card that allows you to make purchases and then pay for them over time.
Yep.
And it is separately, it is a document that some countries require for entry that you can use to travel internationally.
Yeah.
You can apply for a visa to go to a certain country, and that has nothing to do with your credit score. You can get a credit card, and it has nothing to do with going to visit foreign lands.
Well, maybe here's somewhat of a similarity. The Visa cards, you can get different kinds, right? You get some that come with points or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the traveling visas, you can get different kinds too, like work or, other ones. Maybe that's where your friend, I don't know, Jeff. I just feel real bad for your friend right now.
All right.
Real dumb friend.
Okay. I'm just glad I'm not the jerk who's just being it. I'm glad. Okay.
In case you haven't heard it today, you look nice. And no one can notice the coffee spill on your pants. We'll cover you. The Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.